receive free shipping.
America tonight. How's life treating you? We're heading for the finish line, believe it or not. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and before you know it, you're kicking back watching a little football. Don't forget, on Thursday night, we do that nail the score thing Thursday night in our third hour. It's like I've lost track of time, and I don't know about the rest of you, but maybe it's because I don't wear a watch. And I've started to notice this with people. You know that old song, Can Anybody Really Tell What Time It Is? I'm wondering if people are actually conscious of the time. I get the time off the iPhone now. We get everything through the phone, right? So I don't wear a watch, and half the time I'm not aware of the days. Maybe that's not a good thing to brag about, but I think other people are walking around with that same disease that I have. What day is it? What day is it? They're certainly walking around in Washington asking themselves that question because it is just a few mere weeks, and then that's it for people who are part of the lame duck Congress. Now, some of them come back, of course, in January, but there are a few faces that won't be back. Chris Dodd, the senator, longtime senator from Connecticut, certainly is one of them. Russ Feingold is another that won't be back. And there's a pretty long list of some that were booted, some of the incumbents that did not get elected again. So there's going to be some new faces on the Hill. They've already actually been up there, done some of the introductory things, got a tour of the Capitol, that whole thing, and some of the ins and outs of getting through to their offices and the typical drab rigmarole of moving in. But when they truly move in, I'm wondering how fast Congress will move in 2011. Healthcare reform, repeal, whatever you want to call it, certainly high on the Republican agenda. Also on the agenda, what to do with the Bush tax cuts because they expire in December. I think there's going to be kind of a stay of execution since I don't believe there's any way they're going to solve the tug of war over middle class versus everyone across the board. So most likely that gets deferred for a couple of months so everything stays the same. Because a lot of people are wondering, well, I'm trying to figure, you know, it's the end of the year. Trying to figure out my taxes, but I'm not sure about this. I'm not sure about X, Y, and Z. One of the crazy things that kicks in with the taxes is the idea if you've got a vendor, somebody you're paying, you know, something to throughout the year, if it's $600 or more, then you got to do the whole tax code thing. And, oh, I honestly think that the government is getting bigger because they're creating more red tape. I mean, isn't the old saying, get rid of the red tape, cut the red tape? But somehow, for some reason, it just seems to get bigger. It's like a snowball going down the steep hill. It just won't stop. Why is it coming right for us? And this is one of the things. Why are we adding jobs? Why are we adding jobs to the IRS? Why are we adding people who are going to go after people who don't have health care? Thousands of jobs are going to be added there. That's more money. That's more people to pay. Think about the deficit. Think of the money that's being spent. I mean, these are the things that aren't necessarily talked about that are obvious right in front of our face that need to be talked about. And then the IRS is going to also look into more of that paperwork. And there's so many people who have at-home businesses or small businesses. And that 600 and a little bit beyond is going to be a killer for a ton of people. And it's going to create an incredible amount of paperwork that's unnecessary. It's that red tape. The idea is to get rid of the red and try to move forward. But that's not moving forward. And so these are some of the things that obviously are in the pipeline that I think need to be addressed right away. It's not going to happen during the lame duck. That's going to get pushed off. Don't ask, don't tell. There's a heavy push to have that happen, have that repealed before the new Congress comes in, because there's a chance that that won't happen. Everybody's kind of split on it. You listen to the Secretary of Defense speak, or you listen to the Admiral Mullen speak, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you listen to him, and both of them believe that, hey, lift this, you know, repeal this sucker. This isn't any good. Then you talk to other military people, and they say, whoa, you just can't, you know, this is the military. This is not how we work in the military. You just can't throw that out there and not have a way to implement it and not make sure that that goes down right. And then other people say, well, that's just crazy. So there's still more argument left on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And what happened to the enhanced pat-downs and the situation at the airports? And all these body scanners are supposed to be 500 more in December. What happened to the conversation over that? That also is a carryover, in Congress, if something's going to get tweaked there. And not for nothing, but I've been digging into this because we keep comparing ourselves to Israel. And I'm one of the people who has done it many times. But you look at the reputation that Israel has. We've had Jeff Atticott on several times, and he's talked about Israel and Colombia having the best security in the world. As somebody who is a terrorism expert and travels around the world to talk about that and to advise the FBI and other people. Well, with Israel, what they do, their airport security, most of the passengers aren't even frisked. They're not. And they don't have body imaging scanners. They don't have those. That's not what they do. You know what they do? They profile. There's not these pat downs. There's none of that. There's no scanning. There's no shaking down the old woman for her bottle of water and whatever else it has that she has that she's not supposed to log on to the airplane. That's not what they do. They're not concentrating on that. They're concentrating on profiling methods, on looking at what they've known for years, looking at the people who have a certain manner about them of nervousness, etc., as though they're trying to hide something. And that's how they have been able to pull people aside before they get into a situation where somebody's on the plane. And I've said this from day one. It's such a dirty word, but it doesn't have to be a dirty word. If you want to call it something else, call it something else. But if we want to compare ourselves to, yes, it's a smaller nation, much smaller nation, less people going through. But if you want to compare ourselves to it, then look, they don't even do that. They look for suspicious signs. That's what they do. They don't do the intensive screening. In fact, that kind of screening, they say, is about maybe 2% of the passengers that travel through for them. So when we talk about El Al, and we talk about those flights that go from London to Tel Aviv and other parts of the world, the profile system gives them the methods that they come up with to logically check people and look for certain things. And yes, there have been people that have complained about it, but nothing happens. It doesn't happen. And it might be a little controversial here in the United States, but it certainly worked there, albeit a much smaller airport compared to the amount of airports we're talking about in the United States. All right, coming up on the flip side, Scott Brown. What does he have to say? The senator from Massachusetts. We're going to check in next.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888 888- 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
Unemployment benefits expiring on Wednesday. A lot of people, millions of people, will be affected by that. As I said before, that's one of the things being tossed around with this lame duck Congress. Here's what Senator Scott Brown from Massachusetts, here's what he had to say about the unemployment issues.
There's nothing more important, and I would encourage the administration to immediately, drop everything and focus on the economy. We've got this issue. We've got a lot of other things on the table, and we've done nothing. We spent 7 days on food safety. We can settle this tonight. We can provide those extension benefits tonight. My bipartisan idea will allow that to happen. It will prevent millions of Americans from losing their benefits. We all love to eat, and I want my food safe. Make no mistake about it. I don't want to belittle that effort. But
all right.
We need to provide money so people can actually go out and buy the food that we're trying to make safe.
All right, there you go. You got to love that point. I think of everything I heard, did he make the best sense? We spent 7 days on food safety. Can we not talk about the unemployment situation and extending the benefits? Good for him. I like this Scott Brown, some of what he said, and I like the fact that if he doesn't agree with the Republican agenda, he says what he thinks and he goes in a different direction. Let's see if that holds, because he's still what I would call fairly new. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Yeah, well, the most important thing, of course, even more important than the economy and even more important than national security in North Korea is that today is my birthday.
So, ooh, happy birthday.
That's the first thing. And because I like to give back to the community, I'd like to say that today I went and rented a video to see with my family. And I'm going to give you a video review, okay?
Uh-huh.
On Tuesday, the new video is out at Family Video here. And this movie, without a doubt, I cannot remember a movie that was worse in my entire life. The name of the movie is Valhalla Rising. And if you really want to get a reason to subscribe for medical marijuana, I think you should see this movie because it will give you the worst headache you've ever seen. It is terrible, Kate. I mean, you know, if you just want to laugh at a movie for an hour and a half, this is the movie you want, okay? Valhalla Rising.
All right, I'm going to remember that.
Yeah, if you don't like somebody and you want to ruin their evening, just go to the store and get that movie for them and say, make sure you see this tonight, you know, something like that. Or, you know, if you want to put somebody to sleep, things
and
like that.
Did somebody recommend it to you?
No, they have a list, right, of the new releases. Over
right.
here, you know, on Tuesday, I don't know about over there. So, you know, it was up there and it sounded pretty cool and had, a really good picture, you know, action and everything. So I figured, hey, you know, fun for the family. My goodness. It was fun because, you know, it was so bad, we put it on fast forward.
And
we made up this, the talking, you know. It was that bad. So
I love it.
Yeah, it's just hideous. But, you know, people forget about these unemployment benefits. You know, they're starting to subscribe to the thing of we need to spend money to move the economy. But where are you getting the money?
Yeah, where do you get the money?
You know, you're getting the money either from a printing press or you're getting the money from people who are trying to make money. And that includes poor people. Now, if it's from the printing press, then the more money they print, the less things your dollar will buy because you're decreasing the value of the dollar. So, you know, if you bought a pound of food for a dollar, now it's going to be $2 for that pound of food. So you're taking money away from the poor, you know. And the Republican Party needs to start up that slogan, we are the party of the paycheck, not the welfare check. Come on, 99 weeks? You know what's happening, okay, with 99% of the 99-week people is that they don't want to get a job that pays less than what they're getting.
Right, on unemployment, yeah.
The average I heard was $300 a week, okay? So let me see, 40. Let's say if you only had a 20-hour part-time job. I don't know if that would disqualify you for welfare.
It would. You would. They would take out the amount of money if it was less. They would subtract it.
All right. So that's some 160 times. Let's say, you know, $8. That's 800 and for that's about $1,200 a month. That's more than $300 a month. Okay. So. You know, if you can't find a job in 99 weeks, it's because you don't want to work at minimum wage. You know, and
but you know what? Come on, Tomas. Minimum wage, would that pay all your bills? Of course not.
Well, guess what, Kate? Your bills come from what? From buying a big old house.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of people that fall into that category, but then there are other people who don't. Like, let's say somebody who just... 99 weeks is too much, you're right. But for people who didn't go down that road, for people who just got kicked to the curb for whatever reason, the company folded, I think that that's a little different.
Well, you know what? People have to understand that companies can fire you. You know what? And they don't have to fire you because you're doing a bad job or because for whatever reason, they can fire you. and you have to put money away. I mean, people need to listen into that. They need to listen to old Dave on the radio there. You
yeah,
know?
I talked about that, yeah.
So how many newlyweds do you know that are living in a house that have no children and they have three bedrooms?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the other thing is the construction industry, they're partly to blame because they saw the family size. You know that your grandfathers and you had big, huge nine people in the family. Then your mother and father might have had like five and
right.
you like one.
Right.
So as the size of the family went down, the size of the starter homes went up. It used
right.
to be a starter home was like two bedrooms maybe or one bedroom, you know?
Sure.
And a room for the kitchen and the dining room was called the family room, and you had one bathroom.
Right.
And you had three kids maybe in one bedroom. That was a starter home. Now, starter home, I know a lot of people, they don't even have the furniture to fill the house. It's like they go downstairs. That's where they have the furniture. Upstairs is like, well, that's where the room, you know, we get the real good stuff. Come on.
You know? No, you make a good point. You're right that people overextend themselves, and this is what happened. The inflated markets, the housing market, to me, I don't know that it's ever going to come back 100%. In fact, I'd say it will not. But will people even get the value of their homes now where they're underwater? I think it's going to take at least 5 or 6 years for that to even out. And the reason is because of that, peddling to that, let's give you the 4,000 square foot house, like Tomas, you're right. Like you're saying, you're right. You do bring up some valid points.
So, you know, we need somebody out who can talk a tough talk. And that guy Brown, you know, I mean, saying, oh, we got to give money to the unemployed. You know what? You got to give them jobs. Because I'll tell you what, when you're working, you're not spending. And so you work 40 hours a week, and let's say you get paid on a Friday. You didn't have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday all day long to look at that check. Like if you got a check from welfare, you've got all day and all night, and that check is going, spend me, spend me, spend me. And it's hard, you know, but when you're working at that 8-hour shift or that 10-hour shift, you know, you're not at the mall. And, you know, you may get paid $20 or $30 an hour, but at the mall, you can spend it at $300 an hour.
All right, tough talk from Tomas. Thanks, Tomas. But I will say that there are people. Tomas, there are people that have not been on unemployment for 99 weeks, for goodness sake, and they don't fall into that category. But he's right. There are some people that are doing exactly what he's saying. Stay with us.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
As usual here in America, tonight we're talking about a plethora of things. What does that mean? That means that a whole lot is going on across our own backyards and the globe as we get closer and closer to the end of the year. Speaking of getting closer to the end of the year, we will do some top 10 lists. It's a lot of fun to do that. Books, people, nuts, etc. And I'll throw in some interesting categories. That'll come up in the next week. Yeah, probably next 2 weeks. Do you believe that we're into December? Can it be true that December is here? Well, yes, look around you. Look at the trees. Look at the decorations. And all of a sudden overnight, poof, they go up. Whoops. It must be Christmas. The lights are on. Poof, just like that. I mean, everywhere I look, people must be so aggressive with those lights. I happen to see in some magazine, you know, your captive audience when you're traveling, and especially from the world's happiest place, which was where I flew out of, Orlando. There's just hundreds of people, and they only have two ways to go through security, by the way, there. Of all the people of all the places where so many people go, they have two places, A and B. That's it, the terminal, A and B. You go through, and it's like a feeder system, kind of like the cattle getting fed into the stockyards. That's what it feels like. And I didn't really make the connection, and still I went to Orlando this last time, but that's what it feels like. Somebody sent me a note about this because we talked about it a lot on the show, so I want to bring this up briefly. You know how I feel about Second Amendment rights? I say go for it. I don't want to see rights taken away. Too much of that is happening in this country. I don't like it. And whether you carry a gun, don't carry a gun, have concealed and carry where you are, etc. My only thing with the guns is if you're going to have a gun, know how to use it correctly. Be careful around kids. Make sure they know it, understand it, all that sort of stuff. But I believe in Second Amendment rights. So check this out. Passengers are going to be allowed to carry guns on some Amtrak trains, and this is creating a big stir in California. The people in Sacramento are saying that there's been this push from gun rights advocates for an order by Congress to reverse this decade-long gun ban on Amtrak. So beginning December 15th, guns can be carried aboard trains that have checked luggage. It's only checked luggage, so not the quick commuter things. And they've got the people who have the guns have to let Amtrak know ahead of their departure, and they have to unload the guns. They have to be packed in the containers for storage in the train lockers, but you're going to be able to carry the guns. How about that? Pretty interesting stuff, I think, huh? All right. Like I said, we're zigging and zagging all over the place because there's so much to get to. And let's do this. Let's go to Senator Patty Murray from Washington talking about unemployment and unemployment benefits and the extension of it. And again, Murray is a Democrat out of Washington.
While they struggle to find work, many of them depend on the unemployment insurance programs we put in place to keep their heads above water. I'm so disappointed we are once again throwing families into a state of uncertainty and turmoil by allowing these emergency unemployment programs expire today. It doesn't make any sense.
Tomas talks tough and says, screw it, 99 weeks on the dole, getting those checks for $300, hanging around the mall, no incentive to get a gig. Why should we keep doing that? And we talk about the problems that we're in. And my take is somewhere in between. I don't think, you think of the years that people have paid into Social Security, and you get the person who's the hardworking bust their rear end for you no matter what job they did. They grew up with the work ethic, and by golly, if blood is coming out of their ear, they're going to be working until it's time to leave. And then something happens. The company folds. There's a company like Enron who tells you to keep you're climbing those poles. You're the electrician. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're out there working in the field, living a clean life, and putting away that money, like Tomas is saying, not blowing it, putting that money away, and then suddenly you lose everything because a guy like Ken Lay says, don't worry, the stocks are fine, and you have no idea the shenanigans that are going on behind the scene, and there's no way for you to find that out unless somebody tells you they think something weird's happening and to take your money out of your 401k. So that person who's in their mid-50s, 60 maybe, I don't know, and they're looking for a job, good luck. It's not so easy to find that job. And unemployment, unemployment that's barely meeting the needs, there's people that need it. So I'm in between. I think there are definitely people who would take advantage of every bit of unemployment they could get, and maybe they're not looking at all, and you're right. That Tomas is right and others who feel that way, like, let him go. But I agree with some of what Scott Brown's saying, and remember, he's a Republican out of Massachusetts, and this last senator, what she's saying about some of the families. I don't think that you can completely blanket statement that. That's my problem. You cannot do that. So I think that you have to have access to some funds. Let's put it that way. But 99 weeks, sure. I'll give you that. 99 weeks is a very, very long time, my friends. What do you say? You may have a different feeling altogether on this. Have you ever been on unemployment? Have you ever found yourself shockingly in that situation? The person I described who will work and no matter what, their hands are all calloused, they'll stay there till the wee hours, doesn't matter. They believe in the whole work ethic thing, and they find themselves in that situation. 800-259-5791. I know somebody who was in that situation. They were in broadcasting, did a great job, had nothing to do with their work ethic, anything they did. It was just, once again, another company buying out another company, and they had six kids. And there was no broadcasting job to get. There was no even minimum wage job to get in the medium-sized town that they were in. And they were, trust me, this guy was looking hard. And eventually, yes, he did. The work of looking paid off for him. But not initially in the beginning. So for a very short time, he needed to be on unemployment. And thank goodness for unemployment. Because if he didn't have unemployment, his family would have been in dire straits. So I think you can't blanket statement that. That's my two cents. You may look at it a different way, and that's cool. That's what America Tonight is all about. It's not just the world of Kate. It's also what's going on in your heads and what you think should be going on in Washington and where the money should be spent and where they need to just lop off some of the fat. And I'm sure there are many more places. Well, we know in the past there are places that where this should have happened and didn't happen. But I don't know that I would completely cut out unemployment, especially for people who newly find themselves in that situation where they can't, there's nothing they can do. And not for nothing, going to the fast food places, they're not just always hiring you. Hey, I'll take that $8 an hour. I'm not too proud. I'll go to the fry machine and sweep the floors and, you know, do whatever I have to do. Let's go to Brian in, I want to say, Alabama. Hello, Brian in Alabama. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm kind of going through the same thing with unemployment. I mean, I do sales and marketing by trade, and a lot of what is over the phone. And the problem is that, I mean, you know, unemployment, it does last 99 weeks, but, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, corporate America, so to say. You know, I've tried to apply at places like Verizon and, you know, other companies and have been completely, you know, shut down because they want people that have, you know, like 5 years of college and stuff like that. And I, you know, I worked at pretty much almost the same place from, you know, a couple years after I graduated high school until, you know, I was almost 30. And now, I mean, I'm sitting here in a Toyota parking lot, you know, watching grass grow as a security guard for $8 an hour. And I pretty much went from making, you know, $40,000 to $50,000 a year to, I mean, barely making my car payment. You know, I'm not driving a Benz or anything, but I mean, still, it's just kind of like, and I mean, unemployment helps for a time, but then, you know, just the sitting around, I mean, you know, still looking for a job, and it's just kind of like people just have to stop being too proud to, you know, in such economy to, you know.
And see, now you're the prime example. You would snap up a job in the second if you could get it, but you're saying, I can't, I'm doing what I have to do, so I can't be too proud to take what I've paid into my young life.
Right, and I mean, yeah. I have to be honest with you, I'm almost 32, and I've been kind of like floating around from job to job since I got laid off a couple of years ago. And I mean, I got laid off like about a month ago from selling insurance because they just didn't, you know, they just couldn't afford to pay me. And I was, you know, I mean, I picked up the security job in time, and you know, it was a good job. But I mean, to be honest with you, it's just like, you know, I see a lot of my friends. And they're just like, oh, well, I don't want to do security or I don't want to work at McDonald's. It's like, dude, you got kids. You got a family to support. And I understand unemployment's nice to have and free money.
Right.
But, you know, people just got to stop being too proud.
Right, I agree with that. But I think you could be too proud. You could stop being too proud on two sides of it. If you have to take unemployment temporarily, then you have to take unemployment. I have friends more in that situation. But you're right. If you have to do a job that you don't feel like you feel like you're above the job, you got to take it, especially if you have a family. Thanks for the call. Stay with us.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
We're going to go to the phone lines. If you want to chime in on unemployment or any of the other things we're talking about, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. The unemployment benefits not extended, at least not at at this point. So the conversation is about, are you too proud to take a job that you think is beneath you? Are you too proud to take unemployment? Although it sounds like a lot of people aren't falling into that category. I do know some people that have fallen there. Is unemployment just a vast land of kicking back and saying, screw it, why should I work? I can just hang here, spend some of the money. See, I think there are people that are caught in that web where it's not fair to classify them that way. And then, of course, there are others that I guess would fall into that category. So you can certainly join the conversation. You know, we just had Thanksgiving, and I was curious, made a couple of quick phone calls as to how many of the homeless shelters and, you know, Turkey Day organizations, whether it was the Salvation Army, they have a big Turkey Day or whatever across the country, how many people were fed. And there aren't real hardcore numbers, but from what I could tell, and I'll give you some examples. For example, the Salvation Army told me that in Dallas, Texas, they served 1,250 pounds of turkey, 500 pounds of dressing, wow, 70 gallons of gravy, and 2,500 slices of pumpkin pie. They said you could multiply that by all the bigger cities in every state, and they estimate that if you wanted to take the pumpkin pie alone, you would be talking about maybe 10 million slices. And then the same thing with the turkey. They were saying probably close to, you know, at least a million plus, which I think is a good thing. I love the fact that there's something about Thanksgiving, maybe even a little bit more than Christmas or Kwanzaa or Hanukkah. I think there is something about the word Thanksgiving. I don't know. Call me crazy. But people who normally don't, it's not that they're just wrapped up in what they're doing. And it's not that they don't want to reach out occasionally to their fellow man, somebody who's really down on their luck. But Thanksgiving Day is a day where you see people, all kinds of people who are out there, and they are serving up the turkey. They're there in the trenches trying to help out. And bravo to all of you who go and do that. It has to feel good once you get back from, you know, seeing what could be in some really dire circumstances, what there could be you, and hoping that somebody's kind enough to come by and help you out and at least make one day pretty decent for you. All right, here's another one for you, and it has to do with the economy. We're talking about hiring and jobs and being too proud and all that stuff. Well, they're talking about these firms that pile up profits by asking employees to work smarter. I read a story out of North Carolina, and they say that rising productivity is helping and boosting profit margins. That's good news, right? Where you have 858 workers who turn out a billion meals a year, and at most of the 243 non-financial companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 index, they show with the rising profit margins. Companies slashed 8.5 million jobs during our worst recession since the Great Depression, but that also slowed capital investment plans. Campbell's Soup, just a stone's throw away from where I grew up in New Jersey, it's the world's biggest soup maker, DuPont, the country's third biggest chemical maker, and UPS, the world's largest package delivery business, are asking workers to help save cash by what they call working smarter with the existing technology. And they say if they do that, the efficiency gains, which is the word I mentioned, would reduce the chances of recession casualty jobs, saying that they'll come back if they're able to do that. So they're saying work more efficiently. So efficiency is like the new buzzword, if you will. All right, let's go from We Can Count to Nick, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Nick.
Yeah, I wanted to go back to an earlier caller. Happened to hear him about the Christopher Dodd reference to St. Paul. And I just think it's fascinating on the one hand where we are as a culture that if that had come up, say, 20 years ago, there'd be a lot more calls about that. But we've become so secular and let politicians get away with statements like that. I mean, well, you know, whether you agree with Christopher Dodd or not, he's a smart guy, and his behavior is obviously a little bit sociopathic. And to borrow from St. Paul and discuss keeping the faith when you've had sleazy dealings with Countrywide is a little bit much.
I tell you, he had great dealings with the lizard, Mozilla, and I talked about that earlier. Yeah, you're right, absolutely.
And the other thing is that, you know, I don't want just to be on the left. I mean, to a lesser degree, but I find it questionable. I've heard Sean Hannity use the phrase, "Let not your hearts be troubled." And probably biblical literacy is so high up a lot of people, they don't realize where it comes from. But that is also something that most people 20, 30 years ago would not have trespassed on.
Yeah, so what do you think that's just, you just think it's the secular nature of how our culture is now, and or what?
Well, I think it's the secular nature and how politics has come to dominate everything. So you can appropriate Jesus' words to basically pad your message and appropriate them in a out of context way. I mean, it's really unbelievable, because politics. There's a Czech writer I like a lot, and he made the point. He said it only covers a very small part of reality. It has nothing to do, and this is what gets the United States into trouble when we look at the rest of the world. We really don't understand that outside of politics, the gigantic difference between the Muslim view of the world and ours in terms of conceptions of time and conceptions of progress. I mean, politics does not cover that. And, you know, to hear it go into everything and then pick and choose and pilfer from sacred texts is an amazing switch.
Boy, no kidding. It is an amazing switch, but that's I think, was ushered in the last couple of decades in mixing politics and religion and trying to get elected as well, as you know. In the rise of the evangelicals and the rise of what I would say where somebody is embracing it in a phony way because they want to get elected, so got to get in good with this group, got to memorize a couple of key Bible passages, and I got to be able to throw them out here and there and cherry pick it so that I can play to the crowd.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more with you. And you know, it's interesting that to look back and think about I'm trying to think what year that was. It was probably back in the late 80s. Yeah, the whole Falwell moral majority thing. But that certainly kicked in some big questions about church and state that we're seeing what happens when the sacred nature of people's faith beliefs are taken into the political arena. There definitely is a penalty to pay.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, thanks for the phone call. You may have some thoughts on that, too, because obviously the reference by Dodd definitely struck a chord with some. Send it to me at americatonight.net, or you certainly highlight that. Chris Dodd on his way out, throwing in the St. Paul reference. Well, you know, he had to come up with something. He had to have some kind of an exit, and I guess that was the exit strategy that his people came up with when they were all brainstorming about it.